Okay, Rabos, I want to finish up what we were discussing last time. I want to work on the Shitas HaRambam. And most of you started to explore the Eben HaEzel, so we'll just put it together. It won't take that very long. And I think once you see the pieces, almost everything fits together. Almost everything works. Shalom Aleichem. Why don't you make yourself comfortable? Just put it down. At least put it down. You look like you're traveling. Okay. It's nice to see you, Ethan. Usually I don't get you so up close and personal. Okay, anyway, so the Rambam writes in, first in Perek Zayin, in his description of the toldos, the Rambam says that a tolda is something that is not identical to the Av, but it's dome to the Av. And he gives some examples. And the one example he gives, which is going to be elucidating both the toldos and elucidating Meleches Bona, he says, Megabin Gvina is a tolda of Meleches Bona. Why? Because the Av Melacha is when you go ahead and take chelek, you take a lot of different chalakim, and somehow you bind them together, you fuse them to be able to become davar echad, a guf echad, and that's exactly what happens when it comes to megabin gvina. You layer upon layer of cheese or yogurt, curds, whatever it is, on each other, and then it hardens and it becomes a single block. And that, says the Rambam, it's not bone. You can't call that actual binyan. It's not the av malacha, but it is a tolda because it has that quality of binyan chelek al gabe chelek. So that's one data point, one bit of information. In Halacha Yud, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam starts to discuss the Av Malacha. And here the Rambam says something that's very interesting. The Rambam says that when you're mashve pnei hakarka, when you go ahead and you smooth out the earth in a house, whether it is a mound that you flatten or a pit that you fill in, that is hareza bona v'chaya. So mashve pnei karka is an av malacha. We don't really understand why it's an av malacha, because you're not putting one piece against another. There's no building of chelek al gabe chelek. That's a feature of the av malacha. So why is mashve gumos in a house an av? That's a little unclear. Needs to be analyzed. But then the Rambam says that if you are, and our friend Gabe Cohen had a very nice diuk over here, because in the case of mashve pnei karka, the Rambam writes hare ze bone, that is bone, v'chayv, and you're chayv. In the next case, the Rambam says echad nosin sa evne, echad nosin sa tit, echad nosin sa tit, chayv. He doesn't say hare ze bone. And why not? Why not say hare ze bone? The answer, I think, is when you layer, when you put brick by brick by brick, do you need to teach you that that's bone? No. That's, of course, bone, so you're chayv. But in the case of filling a hole in a house, not clear that that's bone. So the Rambam goes out of its way and tells you, harei ze bone, and you're chayv, it's an av malacha. Why does that qualify as an av? I put a question mark. Then the Rambam says, a list of toldos. Ha'ose oel kavua, harei ze toldas bone v'chayv. That's already a tolda. So oel kavua is a tolda. And if you make a kli adama, kigon, tanor v'chavis, kom jisro hareze toldas bone, v'chen magabenes ha'gvina, toldas bone. Hamachnis yad ha'kardom betoch ha'ayin shela. When you take the handle of an axe and you put it into the ayin, the axe head, that's a tolda of bone, v'chen kal ha'kayotze bazet. V'chen ha'tokei eitz ve'eitz, ze shetocha b'masmer, ben shetocha b'eitz atzmo, o shnisach hareze toldas bone, v'chayv. So a whole list of toldos that the Rambam writes, and that's in Halach Yud Gimel. Halach Yud Dalet, he says, Ha'osa nekev kol shu belul shal tarnagolim kadei shikanez lana or chayev mishum bone. So putting a hole in a nekev belul shal tarnagolim is also an iser tolda of bone, and that's all fine and good. Then in Halach Tetzayin, the Rambam shifts gears, and he speaks about makke bepatish. He tells you there's a thing called Maka Patish, and then he says, Gemar Malacha is Maka Patish, we'll discuss. And then the Rambam writes, Ketza, Ha-Menafeach B'Kli Zechuchis. If you blow a Kli Zechuchis, so that is going to be in the category of Maka Patish. And that creates a curiosity. That's going to create more than a curiosity, because what are you doing? You're making a Kli. The Rambam told us at least two examples of making a kli that is a tolda bona. Example number one was kli adama. Example number two is axe. So what's your deal? Is it makabe patish or is it? Or is it bone? Then the Rambam tells us, just in case you're curious, Ha'osen nekev, when you make holes, Bein be'etz, bein be'binyan, bein be'matekos, bein be'kelim, Ha'reze told us, makeber, patish. So he speaks about holes in general as makeber patish. That's a problem. Why is that a problem? Because by nuk nekev shel lul shel tarnagol, what did he tell us? It's bona. Now he's telling you, makeber patish. Serious, serious problem. Then we shift gears. Okay, we're leaving the world of Perek Yud, and we're going to enter into the world of Perek Chav Beis and Chav Gimel. When I leave Perek Yud to Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, where am I going? When I go from Yud to Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, where am I going? Does Chav Beis Gimel talk about Bona Maka Patish? Hello? Yes, so why is he not in Perek Yud? What's he going? Why am I going to Chav Beis, Chav Gimel? Why didn't he stick it into Perek Yud? Yeah, Binyamin, what do you say? What? You don't know? You bothered by that question? It's not a problem. Not a problem. In Perek Chav Beis and Chav Gimel, these prakim, the Rambam is now shifting into really the dinim derabbanan of Bona. The derabbanans. We're out of the Doraisas. Now he'll introduce every derabbanan with a Doraisa idea, but fundamentally he's in the world of derabbanans over here. Gzeros, that's what I mean, yeah. So he says, for example, are you allowed to braid hair on Shabbos? Can a girl make braids on Shabbos? So the answer is no, braiding is not allowed. Not allowed. Can you guess why not? So the Rambam writes, you're not allowed to braid your hair, mipnei shenira kebona, because it looks like bona. You're going to see a girl braiding her hair. Next thing you know, you're going to build the Empire State Building. Like, it's a tolda of bona. The question, of course, is, what? Markesher. How do you get from that to that? And then the Rambam says, amazing. He says, Ein machzirin menorah shel chulios. You're not allowed to restore a menorah shel chulios. What is a menorah shel chulios? A portable, like a how do you say a menorah shel chulios? A menorah that can assemble. It's made out of parts. Chulios means parts, so you can assemble it. You're not allowed to assemble it on Shabbos. And if you do, it is Nira Kabona. What does Nira Kabona mean? It's an Isser what? Derabona. Why is it not a Doraisa? It's not a Doraisa because in Hichzer, if you did it, you're Potter. Why? Because Ein Binyan Bekalim. There's no Isser of Binyan Bekalim. The Ein Stira Bekalim. And there's no Stira Bekalim. There's no Doraisa Binyan Bekalim. And that's why, if you go ahead and restore a menorah shel chulias, what's your din? You're only aser midrabban, pater on a doraisa level, because ain binyan be'er bekeilah. This is in Perek 22, pasuk chavav, halacha chavav. So ain binyan bekeilah. What did the Rambam say by what? By making an axe? Bona. What did he say by Kli Adama, Kli, what did he say? Bona. So you see that there seems to be Binyan Bekalim. You can't undo it. 23.1. Ha'ose nekev shu osi lahachnis lahotzi. If you make a hole that is a hole for what? Ingress and egress. Kigon. Like what? Like nekev shebelul atarna goylin, sha'osu lahachnis ha'ora ulahotzi ha'hevel, that is made for in and out, harezachai mishomake bepatish. So what did he just say? That a lul shel tarnagolim is is what? Is Makeh Patis. What did he say? No, that here he's talking about Doraisa. And then he says, V'ficha gozru al kol nekev. I feel how you also hotzi bovad or hachnis bovad, that's this drabon. And Shema, you might come to make a nekev that is l'hachnis l'hotzi. You guys ever, today, I don't know, I'll put it out there. Can you make, can you open up a soda can on Shabbos? Don't hope yes. Just think before you hope. Don't give me my chlekes. Just think. Stop giving my chlekes. Stop. I said a soda can. The simple question. Just think. Just don't say yeah. I read a Rambam. What does the Rambam say? If you make a hole, and it's either for lahotzi or lahachnis, what's the din? It's an issur d'rabbanan. So I ask you a simple question. Can you make? Can you open up a soda can on Shabbos? From this Rambam, it would seem to be no. It would seem to be no. What about? You ever see the old days? What? You ever? We're confused. We're confused. It did say that, but then we have a bunch of cases where there is binyan b'kelim, and here we're not talking about binyan. We're talking about makom patish, which is making the hole. So it does not have to be binyan. So let me ask you a question. I this might be predating you, but. Yeah, they used to have these like cans of juice and stuff like that. You take a can opener and you make a hole in the can, like a wine punch. You've heard of such things? What happens when you make one hole? It doesn't what?
It's hard for it to come out.
It doesn't come out. You know why?
Because there's no air going in.
Because, right. In other words, in order for it to come out, you need it to be replaced by air going in. So what's the solution? You make a second hole. So now you're making a second hole. My question for you, Ethan, now that you're a front row guy, is you make a second hole. Yafeh. When you make the second hole, you make two holes and one. How would you analyze those two holes? Halachically. So the one hole is for what? Is lahotzi. Lahotzi hamashke. And the other hole is lahachnis ha'avir. So how would you analyze those two holes? There are two derabbanan holes. The only time you have a deraisa hole makeh patish is when it's what? It's lahachnis ulahotzi. Here, each hole is one is, and that's why they make them one bigger, one smaller. One is lahachnis ha'avir, the other is lahotzi. Two is surei derabbanan. Seems to me, based on a simple reading of the Rambam, that what? To open up a soda can, to open up a wine punch thing, is a problem. Maybe even, and I don't know if I might want to exacerbate your lives, maybe a little bit. What about, you know, back in the day, I don't know if they still have them anymore, but back in the day they used to have like milk cartons. Milk cartons, you heard of milk cartons? You remember the old days, the milk cartons? You had to do one of these and one of those. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? It works beautifully if you open up the right side. Anyway, is that allowed? And it, you know why it has a nice little triangular spout? Is that mutter on Shabbos? Is that called making up a hole? Of course a hole. It's a hole. Lahachnis lahotzi. Interesting questions. Well, there the oxygen is also going in. The air is going in. The milk is going out. But either way, is it mutter? Is it aser? Sounds like, oh, by the way, we might just exacerbate our lives as well. We discussed by Malachas Ha'or, there's a malach called Mechatech. What is Mechatech? When you cut to a particular size. You ever notice when you open up a soda can, they have a little ridge over there, like a nice little indentation, like toilet paper kind of thing, perforations kind of thing? Maybe we also violate the Yisra of Mechatech. Wow. Okay, so things to think about. Things to think about. This is all very practical, all very relevant. Things to think about. Okay. Can you open up a can of tuna on Shabbos? Interesting questions. Interesting questions to think about. In any event, we'll discuss. We'll discuss, but let's do things methodically. So, what?
I've seen people end up opening bottles when they make they stab it, the cap of the knife, something about that filling it.
I've seen that too.
So,
I've seen that too.
Is that relevant to what we're talking about?
It'll be relevant, and it was the reason for that is because when you have the cap on the bottle, typically a lot of times these days they make the caps so that you have to make, you can tell if they've been tampered with. So they leave a ring behind, or they leave a, you have to break the cap. In other words, you can't just pull the cap because then maybe someone opened it up, threw in some cyanide, and who knows what's going to happen. So they make it tamper-proof, so you can tell if it's been tampered with. So when you open the bottle, you are essentially creating a usable bottle cap, which now you can put back on afterwards and kind of put back in the fridge. Now you made a bottle cap. You've broken the cap to make it feasible, to make it workable as a cap. So many argue, some argue, that that's called asiyas kli. You're making a kli. You're making a bottle cap, in which case, in order to open it up, you have to first make it ineffectual as a functioning bottle cap. So you first pierce it. Now it's not such a good bottle cap anymore. Then you open up. You haven't created a bottle cap. That's the reason they do that. We'll discuss. But let's stay on point. Okay, so Rabosai, is there any way, how do you understand these Rambams? Is there any way to make some Seder in the Rambams? So the classic understanding, this is an approach that's been developed by, most famously, most often quoted, is the Evan HaEzel, Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, but it's quoted by Rav Shach in his Chidushim al HaRambam in the Avi Ezri. It's quoted by the Kilos Yaakov, the Stei Pergon. It's quoted by many, many of the Achronim, but it really is origined in the Evan HaEzel. And he explains as follows. He says, the word is like this. In order to violate Melechas Boneh on an Av Melacha level, there are two aspects to the Melacha. There's two aspects to Melechas Boneh. One is what I'm going to call, there's a pu'ula sabinyan. There's a process. There's a pu'ula. What is the pu'ula boneh? It is layering chelek al gabe chelek to create guf echad. And that's what the Rambam describes in Perek Zayin when he discusses Megabin Gvina. So he says, what is the essence of boneh? The essence of boneh is when you Mekabetz chelek al chelek v'davak hakol atshiyase gufecha. That's boneh. Chelek al chelek. In English, what word do you want to use, Binyamin?
Assembly.
Assembly means you're taking parts and you're putting them together, attaching them to create gufecha. So you need assembly. That's the process. For what result? For what goal?
Permanent.
The goal of binyan is to create what I will call shelter or structure, to create something that provides protection, shelter, structure. When you build your class, when I say boneh, the first thing you put in your mind, when I say boneh, what do you think?
House.
You think house. Boneh bais. So what is a house? It's brick by brick by brick, wood, whatever it is, in order to provide protection, provide shelter. So the process is chelek al chelek, dibuk chelek al chelek, with the result of a structure. Now, says the Evan Ezra, according to the Rambam, if you do one without the other, if you do one and not the other, so you're going to be a tolda of bone. Tolda of bone. So let's discuss some of the clear ones that'll make this clear. So kli adama, you'll notice the Rambam did not write kli. He did not write Habona Kli. He wrote Kli Adama specifically, in contrast to Kli Zechuchis. How do you make a Kli Adama? What is the process by which you create an earthenware vessel? Answer, you have a kiln, a spinning thing, a spinner, and you take clay, and you add, and you shape. So what are you doing? You're taking piece by piece and bonding it to the greater piece, chelek al gabe chelek, and then shaping it to make a kli adama. That's how you make kli adama. You have the chelek al chelek. Is it a structure?
No.
It's not a structure, therefore it's a tolda, not the av malach. Kardom betocha ayin. When you make an axe, what do? You're taking the handle, you're taking the axe head, and you are fastening them together, putting chelek al gabe chelek in order to make the kli. So that we understand. Gvina, we understand. What are you doing? You're going ahead and layering piece by piece to make a block. That is a tolda of Meleches Boneh. In contrast, what about Kli Zechuchis? What about Kli Zechuchis? In Kli Zechuchis, what are you doing? You're not, the way you make a glass Kli is you take some little glass Kli, you put a lot of heat, and then you blow. You blow, and then you shape the Kli. Is it formed by Chelek al Gabe Chelek? That's not how it's formed. So it's not a structure. It's not Chelek al Gabe Chelek, so it cannot be Meleches Bone. It can be another Melacha. Making a Kli might be, finalizing a Kli might be Malka Patish, but it's not going to be Meleches Bone. Mafish skin, when you're opening up a hole in your skin, whatever, that's certainly not Chelek al Gabe Chelek. It's not a structure. It's out of the world of Bone. Now let's just take a look at these drop buttons for a second. Why does the Rambam say that braiding hair is an iser dirabonon of Meleches Bone? In what sense is it like Meleches Bone? So what does she do when she braids her hair?
You're putting different pieces together, but it's only a dirabonon because it's still a uniform.
You're taking chelik al gabe chelik. You're not building anything. You would never call that a building of any sort. It's not a building of a kli, but it is chelik al gabe chelik. It's dome, therefore. It's similar a little bit, and therefore it's also midrabanan mishum bone. Why does the Rambam say that hachzaras menorah shel chuyis, when you go ahead and restore a menorah shel chuyis, it's only a drabanan because ein binyan bekelim? What does the Rambam mean when he says ein binyan bekelim? What do you mean? Yes, binyan bekelim. Kli adama kadam betoch ha'ayin. Yes. More than that. Meaning, what are you doing? You're machzir. What does machzir mean? What does machzir mean? You're returning it. Meaning to say, it's meant to be taken apart and put back together, like. Again, Rav Gaknil was on talking about a portable crib. A porta crib, you go ahead and you travel from place to place and you assemble it when you get to your destination. Assembling, reassembly, that the Rambam says, worst case scenario, is an Issa Drabbanon. Worst case, it's not an Issa Doraisa. What are we talking about over here? Kli Adama and Kadam B'Tocha Ayin? You're talking about the...
They're not assembled.
You're talking about the first creation. When the Rambam says, listen to the language, Ein Binyan Be... Kalen, touch that up for me. Ein binyan be kalen, touch it up for me. Correct. There's no iser binyan on that which is already a kli. If it's already a kli, or it was already a kli, there's no iser binyan. However, when you're doing what? When you're making from scratch a kli, so that the Eben Ezra says, ein binyan gedola mizu, that's certainly called bone. You are building, not an av, but a... told him. So basically, we're very good. What about Ol Kavua? Why is Ol Kavua a tolda? So here you have the other way around, the opposite. What do you have is you have the structure without the process of part by part by part. You're not being medabek chalokim. You spread the tent and you're good. It is not creating chelik al gabe chelik to make one thing. So it has the other feature, but not the first feature. It has the totsah without the pe'ula. That is also told from the other end. So that's good. Where are we left? We're left with a couple of problems. We've got everything covered. Everything's covered except for mashve pnei akarka and lul shel tarnagol. So how do we deal with mashve pnei akarka? The Rambam says that not only is that not a tolda, that's an av malacha, and presumably it doesn't have parts, it doesn't have anything. Well, like, what are you doing? You're flattening you have a little cavity in your house, you're filling a hole. What are you doing? So here you need a little bit of a chiddush, but it's 100% true. It's 100% true. Rabosai, is your house that which is a shelter? For sure. Is your house that which is done, built, chelek al gabe chelek? Yes. So the house has both features. Now if you're doing anything in that which has both features, that is now what you'll call an improvement to the structure. And it has, the structure has both features. That's called the av malacha bonin. You don't have to actually build to be chayv. Yes, the structure must be that which is built, defined as structure, shelter, that has chelek agabe chelek. But now, when I want to go ahead and improve that facility, that building, by taking that earth that has a hole in it and filling it, or flattening the hill in the house, that is a tikkun of the bias, and that tikkun of the bias will qualify not just as a tolda bona, but as the av malacha of bona. If you did the same exact thing in your field, would it be bona?
No.
It's not bona. Why? Because you're missing? You're missing everything. Now, what might it be if it's in your field? We learned this on Daf Ein Gimel. Ein Dal. What? It's Choresh. It might be plowing. But if it's in the house, it's called? It's called Bona. Let me just finish the presentation, then we'll... Now, there's one last piece to this, and that is this business of the Nekev Shalul Shel Tarnagolim. And here you have a problem. There is a problem, because this looks like a stira. The Rambam calls it Bona. On the one hand, he calls it Makeh B'Patish on the other hand. The Lacha Mishnah says... Yeah, you're supposed to read them all together. And you're chayev mishum bona umishum makeh b'patish. You're chayev af mishum bona. Not just makeh b'patish, not just bona, but you're chayev for both. He wrote it in a different place, but you're chayev for both. Is that an answer that's clean in the lashon of the Rambam? It is not clean in the lashon of the Rambam. It's a very dachuk answer. Are there any clues in the language of the Rambam that may help us out? So Avi Cohen, perhaps others, I don't know, pointed out that you do see perhaps something noteworthy in the Rambam, and that is the Rambam emphasized to be makeh b'patish, to be chayv for makeh b'patish on a doraisa level, tolda of makeh b'patish. What kind of a hole do you need? It must be a hole that is for ingress and egress. Lahachnis ule holds. By bona, what does he say? What does he say by bona? By lul shel tarnagolim? So he speaks about a hole lahachnis ora. Now, I would like to suggest a small diuk, but I think it's a diuk worthy of note. Does the Rambam ever say anywhere? No, I shouldn't say anywhere. Does Rambam ever say making a hole in a lul shel tarnagolim is chayv mishum makeh b'patish?
He brings that.
Be careful when you read the Rambam.
This is like that.
Did the Rambam ever say making a hole in a lul shel tarnagolim is makeh b'patish? I'll tell you what he said. He says in Perichav Gimel Alecha Al, Ha'oseh Nekev, Shehu Asui Lahachnis Ulahotzi. If it's a Nekev, that is what? For in and out. Kikom! Such as a Nekev Shebelul Shel Tarnagolim, Shehu Asui Lahachnis Ha'ora. It brings light in. Ulahotzi Ha'avel, and to bring the bad fumes out. Hareza Chavi Shemaka Patish. So what's he saying? What is Kigon Lul Shel Tarnagolim describing? It's an example of what? Of the type of hole that would be chai for Maka Patish. What is the type of hole we're talking about? A hole that is in and out. The question is, does that mean, by definition, when you make a hole belul shel tarnagolim, by definition you're chayv for makeh b'patish? So I'm going to say the following. This is what he's going to say. What he's saying is, you want to know a great example of an in and out hole? Lul shel tarnagolim is a great example.
In and out holes are
makeh b'patish. As long as in and out holes are not bona, they're makeh patish. If it's not bona, it'll be makeh patish. But is it bona? When will a hole in a Lul Sultana Golem be bona? And I'm talking about not bona derabbanan. I'm talking about a tolda of Meleches bona using the principles that have been taught to us by the Eben HaEzel. Yes, Nate?
If it has a structure.
If it has a structure. Meaning, is making a hole chalokim? No. But will it be improving, if you will, a structure? Yes. So will it be a toldas bona? If what? If the Lul Sultana Golem is a structure. How do you define when it's a structure? What does it mean? What do you need to be a structure?
It has a purpose.
No. Shelter. What does it mean to, what? Well, shelter, what, when does something called a shelter? When is it called a shelter?
A living space,
one other piece. I need one other piece. That's correct. It has to be mechubar lakarka. If it's mechubar lakarka, it is a structure. Is a birdcage, if I make a hole in a birdcage, is that called bona?
No.
I would tell you not. I would tell you that's makabe pakish. Why? Because you're not called a structure, a shelter, unless you are a fixed mechubar attached to the ground. So when does the Rambam say Lul Sultana Golem making a hole is a tolda bona? What kind of Lul Sultana Golem? If it's attached to the ground. If it's attached to the ground, then it's a tolda bona. Why is it tolda? Because is it dibuk halakim? It's not dibuk halakim, but what is it? You're improving the structure, and therefore it's a tolda bona, analogous to oel kavua. Like oel kavua, if you spread an oel kavua, that'll be the malacha of tolda of malacha's bona. However, the Rambam says, yeah, but when you make holes, that could also be makre patish, and it can be. And it even could be perhaps even in a Lul Sultana Golem. How is it going to be makre patish in a Lul Sultana Golem? If it's not mechubar lakarka, if it's a cage, not a structure, if it's making holes in something that is a kli, that's going to be makabe patish, and I think that is how we would understand this round by Lul Sultana Golem, and that's the basic. Now that last piece is not found in the Eben HaEzel, I don't think, but that's the basic approach, I think, to understand the details and structures of the Rambam Shita. Again, there's one thing that, just to be perfectly intellectually honest with you, there's one difficulty. One difficulty which you have to kvetch. You have to kvetch a little bit, and that is found in the Rambam in Perek Yud. Halacha Tezayin, where the Rambam here says, Ha'ose nekev kolshu. Bein be'etz, Bein bebinyan, Bein bematechas, Bein bekelem ha'reze toldas makapash v'chayev. So the problematic language there is? No, not the kolshu. Bein bebinyan. You know, when he says Bein be'etz, Bein bematechas, Bein bekelem, that's great. Bein bebinyan is problematic. That's problematic. Why is that? Why is that called makapash? Once it's bebinyan, it should be called what? It should be called bona, according to what we're saying. That is a difficulty. Which I saw some svarim try and deal with. I'm not yet comfortable on how to resolve that problem, putting it out there for you. But other than that, in other words, the answer they want to give is that in a charami, in ha'osa nekev kolshu, be'etz, be'mateches, be'kelim is a tolda makapadish. Be'binyan is going to be usher, not necessarily tolda makapadish. So they try and kvetch it out. I think it's a difficulty. That's a difficulty. But other than that, I think everything is pretty smooth. Yeah. Very good. That's a good question. What do you say? What? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How are you going to...
Stop! Relax. No, relax.
When you're putting a hole, there's no sound.
No. He's asking. His question is as follows: is if we're selling you Masha Pnei Karka, why is Masha Pnei Karka called Bone of the Av Malacha? Because what? Because it is a structure, and it is Chelik Al Gabei Chelik. So now he's asking: a chicken coop is also, it's now a structure, it's providing shelter, and it's Chelik Al Gabei Chelik. So now when you make a tikkun by putting out a hole in the thing, why is that not called the Av Malacha as opposed to the Tolda? That's a good question. It's a good question. It's a good question. So one possible answer, which is not loving, is as one of the fellows jumped out and suggested, maybe the Lul Shel Tarnei Golem is not made. It's a structure like Ol Kavua. It is not made chelik by chelik. That's not how you make a how you make a chicken coop. You spread the chains and this, and then you kind of just put it down, and that's the zak. I'm not an expert on chicken coops. I do have I daven in one of the outdoor minyan on my davenat. There is a chicken walking around over here. If you go down to the Meretz place, there's a lively chicken over there, a couple of chickens. But these kids are just building, making this whole matzah. That's for sure a minyan. But it could be that the real farmers that perhaps, I don't know. It's a good question. Good question. What?
Maybe because by the house, when you're leveling the ground, you build the house with the intention to have level ground. You did not build the chicken coop with it. The hole was an addition and an add-on later. So it wasn't, you're not improving the original binyan.
No, okay,
adding something else.
Maybe. Your point that you're saying that the floor of a house is much greater and more organic part of the bias of the binyan, and that therefore that's the Av Malacha. It's true, but again, it needs some work. Okay, Rabos, anyone wants to take off, can take off. Anyone wants to hang out, hang out. We'll pick up the next session.